By listening to the Conscious Fertility Podcast, you agree to not use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. Consult your own physician or healthcare provider for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the podcast. Welcome to Conscious Fertility, the show that listens to all of your fertility questions so that you can move from fear and suffering to peace of mind and joy. My name is Lauren Brown. I'm a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and a clinical hypnotherapist. I'm on a mission to explore all the paths to peak fertility and joyful living. It's time to learn how to be and receive so that you can create life on purpose. I want to welcome Craig Goldberg to the Conscious Fertility Podcast. Now, Craig is on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through his use of sound and vibrational technology. Many of you have come to my practice know that I have a couple of his sound tables, and the wow they get on their face when I first turn it on is precious. Like, I always love it. I go, here, get on the table. I'm going to give you a little vibration. You're right. They're like, whatever. And then boom, boom, not the sound. Boom, their eyes open up. What's this? Their body loves it.
Anyways, activates every cell in your body.
Cell, baby. He is a vibroacoustic therapy practitioner. So I'm going to read a little bit about you. And you use a lot of backed research over 45 years showing the benefits of this type of therapy based on technical acoustics and vibrational technology. We're going to get into what that all means. But a little bit about Craig. He's a patent inventor and he's a seeker, constantly exploring new ways to use the sound and vibration to help people reduce stress and anxiety, heal and transform their lives for better. Who doesn't want that? He's passionate about his work and truly believes in his ability to provide a path forward towards a more peaceful, fulfilling life. And again, I'm into that. Craig, welcome to the Conscious Fertility Podcast.
Grateful to be here.
For my audience, the reason I really wanted to talk to Craig is A, I have questions about the technology, and also just to share this because I'm a fan of, I've heard this before, that the future of medicine is vibrational medicine, you know, kind of sound, light, color. And I don't know why, but I had this sense about wanting to get these kind of tables. I first got introduced to kind of sound healing using acutonic. So they're like tuning forks made for acupuncture points. And I was drawn to it. I wanted it for myself, went, took a course, got a set, and I couldn't wait to put that on my own body. And then I used it in my practice. And then this table idea, I heard about it. And, you know, I was looking and looking because I saw some tables that were like just not the investment. I couldn't make sense of the investment for it. You know, I've seen some Cadillacs out there. Then I saw some that were really affordable, but when I looked into it, looked like it wasn't really going to do what it says it can do. And then I found yours, affordable, and it looks like it can do what it can do. It just felt right. And I jumped in and bought two of them for my clinic. And as my listeners start to know, a lot of the things I do are really selfish, Craig. Like, I wanted the table for me, but I'll share with my patients. So I lie on that table when I have breaks. I lie on that at the end of my day. On my day off, it's a 45-minute drive. I drive into my clinic so I could do an hour and a half. I get some of the science behind it, but I just know how good it feels. And I thought, I want to know a little bit about your story. Like, how did you get to where you're at creating these cool tech toys? And I thought we would kind of keep it grounded. So we'll talk about sound and frequency and how it impacts our body. But again, looking at science and research from that perspective. So again, welcome to the podcast, my friend.
I'm grateful to be here. And thank you for that fantastic introduction. It's always interesting when I get introduced, like when I'm going on stage or a podcast, it's just like, wow, that guy sounds amazing. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that's me. It's like pinching myself that we're doing it. Look, just one of the things that really stuck with me of what you said is how you found InHarmony in evaluating us in the marketplace. I am as much a consumer as I am an entrepreneur. And me and my business partner, Dom, are very much in our passion of doing what we want to do. I'll be doing this for the rest of my life. I look at myself as an evangelist, not just for InHarmony in our products and our brand, but also for the entire industry, for the power of sound, light, and frequency, for all the things that you've shared and all the things we're going to talk about. I believe in high value. And high value, the formula for high value is the lowest possible cost, the highest possible quality equals the greatest and highest value. So I want to create products that are going to last your lifetime, products that you're going to be grateful and super happy. I mean, like over the moon excited that you invested in because of the impact you get to have on yourself and on those around you. It's one of my most favorite aspects of what we do is that every time I see a new order go out, I know that that piece of technology is going to touch an entire community. Whether it's going into a wellness center and a clinic like in your instance, or if it's going out to an individual who's a mom or a dad and is just tired, sick and tired of being stressed and anxious and looking for a tool, they're going to use it. Their children are going to use it. Their family's going to use it. So this technology, in a very beautiful way, touches an entire community each time it goes out there. And it's safe for the entire family. I've had my 100-year-old grandmother on it, who's since passed. I've had my 5-year-old daughter on it since she's 1 week old. My wife used it during pregnancy, even though there's no testing on that. And that's it's its own conversation, as I know you know. And I want to talk about fertility a little bit also, because stress and anxiety plays a large role in fertility, as I know you know. And again, just really honored to be here. I got into this, to answer your question, short story long. I was a stressed out New Yorker, and I had no idea how stressed I actually was. Let me be clear. Stress is a good thing. And stress is what makes us, it's what makes us stronger. You go to the gym to stress the muscle comes back being rebuilt and stronger. So some stress is good. Chronic stress, chronic anxiety, and I would say most anxiety is really bad for the body, and we want to mitigate that. Most human beings are walking around with a completely dysregulated nervous system. What does that mean? It means that we're getting triggered into a sympathetic nervous system response, or otherwise known, sympathetic nervous system response is otherwise known as fight or flight, otherwise known as survival mode. And if you're feeling stress and anxiety, chances are you're in a sympathetic nervous system response. Too many of us are walking around in that stress response all day, every day, day after day, week after week. And a body that is in survival mode, a body that is in fight or flight, or that sympathetic nervous system response, is a body that has a different set of priorities. It's like, I've got a 4-pound Yorkie. He's the sweetest thing in the world. He plays with children, kids. He's never bitten anybody. He's not vicious. But I guarantee you, if I back him into a corner, he will fight and claw his way out of that corner, right? And that's, in essence, that sympathetic nervous system response. And it's easy to talk about stress and anxiety, but the reality is, when you're feeling stress and anxiety, your body has a different set of priorities. It is in survival mode. It turns off different aspects of your body of maintenance mode so that it can survive and protect the entire vessel. That has implications into rational thinking, potential into the immune system, the reproductive organs, digestion. So many of these different aspects that the body uses to maintain itself every single day. If you're in a stress and anxiety state, that sympathetic nervous system response, chances are a lot of those systems are at the very least turned down and at the very worst turned off. And the body's good for a few hours in that state, but day after day, week after week, that's when these chronic issues start to uncover and unfold for you. And stress and anxiety really sits at the root of so many chronic ailments that we deal with here in America and, of course, in Canada and around the world.
You know, it's like you said, stress isn't bad. Good stress and some stress, we benefit, we grow from it. And if it's chronic, then it kind of wreaks havoc. And you talked about how it's affecting the immune system, how it affects, you know, the digestive system, reproductive system, nervous system. And I think of it like driving a car, a combustion car. You know, when they say I'm not a car guy, so somebody's told me this, I drive an electric, but when you pass a car and you put the RPMs into the red, that's actually really good for the engine to do that once in a while, to really rev those RPMs. There's the stress on the engine. But if we drove across the country in the RPMs in the red, we'll destroy the engine.
That's right.
And that's what you're talking about then. The body can deal with stress, but if it's doing it multiple times a day, it's going to wear out the body.
I would even go as far as to say is the body needs stress.
Yeah,
it's really where we grow. I love that analogy, even from a non-car electric driving guy. I think that works really well. And you nailed it. When you run the RPMs that high, you're revving up the engine and you're in essence making sure there's new oil and fresh oil and fresh fuel. And you're really pushing that system to its limits. Look, it's one of the reasons why cold plunging is so popular and why it activates those cold shock proteins and why it's so healthy for you. I tend to err on the side that cold plunging every single day is not good. I've looked at the research and the science on it, but that said, that's the same equivalent of driving across the country in the red. That's no good. However, to pop into the red every now and again is perfectly healthy, and that stress is needed. Are you familiar with the biodomes here in the United States?
I haven't heard of that, so tell us.
All right, so it's back in the late 80s and 90s. They basically wanted to see what we can do to create a dome that is completely closed off to the outside to see if we could survive on other planets. And right, it was like this big experiment in the 80s and the 90s. And those biodomes are still here. They're down in Arizona, just south of me. I live in Las Vegas. And the first biodome failed. And that one of the reasons why it failed is because they couldn't figure out why the trees weren't growing tall. So they had these amazing species of trees, right? All the biodiversity that you would need, multiple rooms with multiple temperature controls to mimic what's happening around the world. And the trees in the jungle weren't growing. And the reason they weren't growing is because there was no wind. So they would grow to the height of a bush, but without the resistance of the wind, that tree trunk never grew strong so that it could grow erect and it could grow taller and taller and taller. And I think that's a great example of how we need stress in our lives to push us. We need stress in our lives to force us to grow so that we can adapt and we can actually build muscle, build strength, and push forward. So a certain amount of stress is actually quite good and necessary. There's an entire process or science term for this called hormesis, which you can totally Google and dig into the science of hormesis. But my definition, not the official definition, my definition is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And hormesis is a great thing, especially from science and perspective, a science perspective, to dig into to better understand how stress can help us to grow.
And for us, you're being that had been that stressed out New Yorker. Most of the people listening to this aren't needing the stress to have that growth. They have the stress and they're collapsing under it. So that's where I want to talk about sound and vibration. How's this helping? So when people get on the table, they feel it. And we have different programs. Your app is amazing with all these different programs, which I hope we can talk a little bit about. Kind of go into what's happening. What's happening on a physiological level? Why do they get on that table and they feel great? Oh, and I got to tell you a cute story for our listeners, if sure. I may. So Craig and I talked a couple of times when I buy things, I have to know. So Craig was patient with me and asked him a lot of questions, talked. And great. I think at one point we were talking about less is more. So he says, you know, when you don't have to crank it up really high, you can have it low and just enjoy it. Right. And so
it should be a pleasurable experience.
Pleasurable experience. So, you know, I like to do what I'm not supposed to do on purpose because I'm like, well, I want to know if I overdo it for my patients. What are they going to experience? Right.
So Craig told me not to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
So I had it quite high, and so I wasn't enjoying it. I already had a couple of great experiences, so I know how good it felt. But I was like, what happens if I turn her up a bit, a lot? It's the honor for a while. First of all, I couldn't relax because there was just so much vibration going on. Yep. But when I got off, I couldn't tell where my body kind of began and end. And I stood up and I just fell to the ground. I couldn't I couldn't even stand up. And I was just laughing. And then 30 seconds later, I kind of came true. So for those that have this sound table, sometimes less is more. When we look at the dial, if you look at it as a clock, we usually have it set like at 9 a.m. You know, that's just a third up. And we find that.
As you turn the dial, first of all, I love this story and I have a comment to it before we dive into the science. As you turn the dial, it actually changes the vibration number. There's a number that says SU and the number goes 1, 2, 3, it was from 1 to 11. I do my sessions at a 4, my wife at a 5. But I start most people at a 2, and I don't really go much higher. Now, bigger humans with bigger body mass, muscle or fat tissue, are going to need more vibration to get a similar effect. So that's why we have that upward limit. But yeah, less is absolutely more. What's really interesting about what else you shared in that story is that, and I think this is important as we dovetail into the science, your nervous system is quite literally how you perceive the world around you. Through the 5 senses, your sense of touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. And obviously the sound lounge and our technology with the eye mask, we are impacting your sense of touch through the mechanoreceptors in your skin, which you officially fried, by the way, which is why you couldn't tell where your body ended. And obviously feeling comes back, but it's vibrating and shaking everything. The mechanoreceptors kind of lose that electrical signal to the brain, which is why you kind of lose touch with the body. Obviously hearing, because you're both hearing the vibrations and you're either wearing headphones or using the built-in high fidelity speakers. We're covering your eyes. If you're using an InHarmony eye mask or a weighted eye mask, doesn't matter. So really it just leaves the sense of smell and taste as not being affected. And by the way, melting a nice piece of flavored chocolate, dark chocolate on your tongue will absolutely engage the olfactory and the taste buds. And you can actually hit all 5 senses in one session. It's something I totally recommend doing. It has a large impact on how you perceive the world around you. Your sense of touch, most of us, we really discount just how important it is. We have mechanoreceptors in every piece of our skin for the most part, except behind the elbow. But from the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes to the top of your head, We have mechanoreceptors that are sending signals to changes in touch as they feel a hair move or as they feel something come in contact with it. That immediately, the supercomputer that is your brain immediately harmonizes the data set that's coming from your eyes, your sense of smell, and the other senses to tell you what's happening. Oh, I'm touching my own head. Oh, that's Lauren, you know, playing with my ear, whatever, right? Instantaneously, oh, that's a breeze. The air conditioning must have just kicked on. Instantaneously, we're figuring out and evaluating what's happening based on past experience. So for a lot of folks, laying down on the sound lounge or the practitioner or having a vibroacoustic experience, we're shaking every cell in the body. It's harmonized with what you're hearing. So this creates this three-dimensional, fully immersive experience that makes you feel as though you're inside the music. It gives you a very immersive experience and thus can have these other effects on the way your body is perceiving or the mind is perceiving the world around you. It's a very unique experience on that front. What do you want to talk about on the science side of sound and vibration?
Well, go with this one. I want you to follow through on what I'm going to share. So when I did some sound healing training with the Acutonics using special tuning forks to go on the body, one of the things that we understood is, A, they were calibrated at certain frequencies.
Yep.
And when you place the tuning forks on the acupuncture point, A, you're stimulating the acupuncture point. But since the body is mostly water, these sounds travel through the body effortlessly. And all of a sudden, your cells start to reverberate at this frequency, and they have a healing effect. So that sounds great. So the two-part question I have is, how do we know which frequencies are doing what? And I want to know just kind of, can you give us some grounding science on, from what we know from modern science? Because science is always catching up, right? So what do we know today? Why this table has this impact on the body? What's the understanding that's happening to the body?
All right. So first things first, tuning forks are amazing. Acutuning port, right? Like putting them on different parts of the body, amazing. There's a lot of incredible tools out there that you can use. In 8 years of being a certified vibroacoustic therapy practitioner, which is just the title of, I've been studying sound and frequency and its impact on our physiology for the last 8 years. I'm trained through the lineage, you said in my intro, backed by 45 years of science. So the term vibroacoustic therapy, vibro, vibration, acoustic sound, we're talking about sound and vibration and its impact on our physiology. That term was coined by a gentleman by the name of Olav Skill back in the late 1970s, and he began to look at specific frequencies and their impact on our physiology. And there's some great science on it. I don't really agree with it. This is the part that I think is might be a shock for people that know me. It might not be. I believe that these frequencies are adaptogenic, just like ashwagandha and these other adaptogenic herbs what does that mean? It basically means that your body is going to take what it needs, where it needs it, when it needs it. And I believe frequencies are adaptogenic. Now, I do believe that, and the science is still not as clear as I would like it to be, I do believe that everything is sound and vibration. There's no doubt about that. Protons, neutrons, electrons, the quantum field. What we're learning about how this, I just had my father out here for 3 days. We went off to the desert and sat by the fire for a couple of days, and we were talking about consciousness. It was conversations I've never gotten to have with my father about what this is all about and my new beliefs on what I've learned through the science and consciousness exploration. I don't believe any of this is real. And unfortunately, I don't know what that means, but I just have a hypothesis around what this is. When I look at this table that's sitting before me, or this phone, right? Because I can put that on the screen, it feels hard to me. But I know at a molecular level, there's protons, neutrons, and electrons that are spinning, and this phone is actually moving. If I put it underneath a high enough powered microscope, I would see the particles actually moving. When it comes to frequency and sound, you're harmonizing to that frequency. So it's called harmonic resonance, and it's basically the ability for two objects, one vibrating. You've seen the tuning fork exercises where you take a tuning fork at 440 and you hit it, and you put another tuning fork of 440 right next to it, and it will begin to vibrate. You take a tuning fork tuned to 528, you hit the 440, and the 528 won't move. That's harmonic resonance. So we are constantly coming into and out of what's called harmonic resonance with the frequencies that we are presented with. So in your tuning fork example, that very specific frequency, there's actually more than that frequency that's being given off. And when you're listening to a music meditation, an in-harmony music meditation, you're listening to a multitude, I mean, an infinite number of different frequencies. It might be tuned to a particular frequency. All that means is the A is tuned to 4:32 or 5:28 or 6:39 or 7:41. And these are all solfeggio frequencies. 4:32 is not technically a solfeggio frequency.
I've never heard of this term, what you're calling it, frequency. Solfeggio?
Solfeggio.
Not to go into big tangent, a brief of what that is or the relevance?
Sure. This gets into music harmonics and music theory. And these are specific frequencies that have been studied for their impact on our physiology. And they all have, in my opinion, some loose science around what they affect and what they impact. Here's the sound science that I can tell you. Lower frequencies are typically perceived by larger muscles and larger bones in the body. Higher frequencies are perceived by smaller bones and smaller muscles in the body, which is why when you're laying on our practitioner or our sound lounge, all four transducers are playing the same frequencies at the same time. You will perceive in your head that I am actually moving the frequencies up and down as we increase and decrease the pitch and the amplitude. The right. perception of those frequencies is that it's moving throughout your body when the reality is it's not. All four transducers are playing the same thing. All mechanoreceptors in the body are sending the signals at the same time. But bigger bones, bigger muscles are more activated by the lower frequencies, right?
And as we chat, I want to keep it focused for our listeners because most of them are like, I want to feel calm. I want to be able to be focused. I was the one that wanted to learn about presence, connect to this consciousness, and forever go sit and meditate. It was like, are you crazy? This ADHD brain ain't sitting and meditating. I wanted quick mind hacks and I wanted tech. Yep. I find your device does that for me. It allows me 100%. To tap into that.
So, absolutely.
So I want my audience to understand why they, when they go on that, they have a shift. They come in tense and stressed and they walk out of there in a whole different place.
That's a way easier conversation. The frequencies don't matter. Okay. Anything in our app is going to get you to that place and point in time. But let's answer that question more specifically. The reason for that is because of the vibration itself. The vibration itself, when generated through sound, as it's going up and down the different amplitudes, the vibration itself literally sends a message to every muscle in your body telling it to relax. That's why you feel relaxed. Now, because you are feeling the same thing that you are hearing, to go back to the two senses that we're engaging, the mechanoreceptors in the skin and the cochlea and the auditory nerve in the ear, the brain is sitting in a black hole. It's just receiving electrical signals based on and interpreting those electrical signals to give us the conscious perspective of what's happening around us. And I get that that's a little heavy. I'll give you one more, which I think really will ring true, especially based on what you just said. Meditation and sleep is nothing more than a conscious perception of a slower brainwave state. I'll say that again. Mm-hmm. Sleep and meditation is nothing more than a conscious perception of a slower brainwave state. Your brain doesn't meditate. Your brain doesn't sleep. It simply moves in and out of these different brainwave states. And while it's in these different brainwave states, it's doing different things to take care of itself, to tend to itself. And because most of us are spending most of our waking hours, eyes open, processing the world around us, we're stuck on that to-do list. We're stuck in what's called a beta brainwave state, measured between 12 to 14 hertz up to about 40 hertz. It's where we are when our eyes are open, we're processing the most amount of information, something like 4 billion bits of information per second. Our nervous system is processing. The reticular activator system in the brain is filtering that down to about 4 bits of information that the conscious mind can actually handle per second. It's why your clothes and the mechanoreceptors in your skin aren't turned off. You don't feel your clothes until I said, feel your clothes. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, wait a minute, I feel my shirt. Yeah, because it came relative. It's like when you walk into a restaurant and you're actually hearing all of the different conversations in a busy restaurant. But until somebody says Lauren at the next, you don't, all of a sudden you're like, wait, what? You tune into that because it's relative to you. The mechanoreceptor in the, I'm sorry, the reticular activator system in the brain goes, that information is relative. I need to tune into that. Dr. Patrick Porter taught me 30% of your hearing is actually through your eyes, because your eyes are telling your brain who to focus on and what to focus on. It's why it's really important to make eye contact or even look at the lips of the person that's speaking. It's why you don't enjoy a concert when you have an obstructed view. You can't see the speaker. You're not as engaged in the conversation. So all of this makes a lot of sense. So the reason why we get that calm and relaxed state when you're on our technology is because you are feeling the same thing you are hearing. And that's a very specific aspect of our hardware that differentiates us to a lot of my competitors that are on the marketplace. It's very important that all the transducers are playing the same frequency at the same time so that every mechanoreceptor in your body, from the tips of your fingers, tips of your toes, top of your head, like I said, is sending the same electrical signal to the brain, which harmonizes with the electrical signal that you're hearing from your auditory nerve in your ear. That harmonious symphony, if you will, of harmonic sound is what allows you to turn off the outside world, to say goodbye or turn off what's happening, to say goodbye to a distracted mind and say hello to a relaxed existence, as we wrote on our website. And why it's so powerful for meditation, mindfulness, and relaxation is because of those two things, just to summarize. The vibrations themselves are sending a message to every cell in the body telling it to relax. The mind is actually drifting out of a beta brainwave into alpha, theta, delta, and even up into gamma.
That's what I was wondering when you said, if you have a busy mind and you go into a relaxed state, I was curious if you guys have measured going from high beta into that alpha. You have, eh? That's amazing.
100%. And we're going to continue to do that. So we have a chief science officer. We are dedicated to, we just launched our third or fourth research study launches this morning, actually, as our email went out to everybody a couple hours ago. So we have four or five ongoing studies that we're going to be doing within practitioners and their practice, their clients, for our users, new users that are just getting the product for the first time and have no access to vibroacoustic therapy. And then, of course, ongoing users. And a lot of this is going to be done through survey. Our fifth study is actually going to be done in a lab with some pretty high-tech equipment. And in fact, InHarmony is going to be investing in some of this equipment, sending it to our users so that they can actually contribute to our data set in our lab through their local sessions. So yes, we've absolutely tested this. We've already hooked up, you know, users to EEG and heart rate variability and various measurement sticks to see the impact that we're having on the nervous system, to see the impact that we're having on the brain.
I'm going to interrupt you again because this is good. You'll like to hear this. One of my clients who likes to measure things, she has, an Oura Ring or watch, because you made me think of this with heart rate variability. She has some health issues and she's been tracking, and for a long time, she doesn't get into deep sleep. She doesn't get into restorative sleep. And we put her on the sound table, and that was the first time she had 5 hours of restorative sleep. And so now we're going to do a series of twice a week, and we're going to do our acupuncture and our laser with the sound table, which is how I treat often, just to see if she continues to have that. And just because we want to share this, this is our 25th, at the time of this recording, we're 25 years into practice. So get all of this. We wanted to do something to celebrate, to share with our community. So we're letting everybody have a free experience on the sound table as well. So hopefully our listeners that can come into the Vancouver area will test it. I'm kind of a drug dealer. I know that once I give you that free dose, you're going to come in, sign up for some more, because how could you not? But
first time it's free, then you got to pay. I like it.
I'm for sure.
Look, it's something... It's something that I've been challenged with over the last 8 years building this business and really being the forward face. And look, you do a quick search for Craig Goldberg in Harmony Interactive. You're going to find us on every major platform. We're releasing content on a regular basis. I spend a lot of time in front of the camera just like this, trying to explain the experience. And I think I'm pretty eloquent with my words. Mm-hmm. Here's the reality. There's nothing that I can do to give justice to the experience itself.
Yeah.
Whatever that individualized experience that you're going to have is completely and 100% unique to you, where you are at that point in time, and what's happening in your world at that exact moment. So I love getting people in there to try the technology, because there's really nothing that I can do to explain the experience that you're going to have on the tech. And by the way, each time you come back, even if you're listening to the same music meditation in the same office with the same treatment, you're going to have a different experience, because you are a different human in every waking moment of this life. And each present moment that we have is simply a culmination of the previous present moments and the current present moment, which makes you a different human every time.
Yeah, three stories for you, if I remember all three, around this experience. So first of all, what I said at the beginning, when somebody, because you said we can talk about it, but you have to experience it. And again, we're inviting patients to come in and have this experience. Even if you're not our patients, this is our 25 years, celebrate, come try it out. Their look on their face, like, I love it when I hit the play and they just, their face is what's going on. And it's like a good, like, what's going on? I'm liking this. My wife, she normally, when I have my new gadgets, toys, she's like, No. You know, I have a laser system at home, took her for a while to bring that and use that when she has her aches and sores. I wanted to try the table and she's like, I'm not interested. I go, you got to try this table. So over the winter break, I schlepped the table home and I set it up and I go, just try it. And she was comfortable on her chair, didn't want to move it. And I said, I go, please just try it. I'm just going to give you a 2 minute thing to try. So I put it on. Ooh. And then it ends. And I go, do you want me to do a little bit more? She goes, yeah. So I do 11 minute one.
Nice.
Doesn't want to get off. Do a 22 minute one. Now she's out of it. Put a 30. So she did a full hour. She totally fell asleep on the table. She likes it now. Right. And then the other thing is there's a place I like to go for dinner near my clinic. And we go with friends. And when somebody takes me out for dinner, I was like, I got to do something for them. So I said, hey, why don't you guys come down to my clinic? So we brought this couple down to my clinic because it's not too far away. And we put both of them on the table. And they both went and bought one after because they're like, what the hell was that? Oh. Right? Because I gave them an 11-minute session. So that's my you made me think of that when you said you can talk about it and be eloquent about talking about it. You do have to experience it.
Yeah. Look, it's powerful. Here's the thing I love about my tech. I've put tens of thousands of people over the years on this technology. We built this business at trade shows and conferences. I was probably at 3 a week until the pandemic hit and everything kind of shut down and we were forced to go online. And I still put people on the tech, not nearly as many in a week, but I mean, I used to put thousands of people a week in some cases on the tech. I always ask the same question. How was that? I don't want, that was amazing, wasn't it? Like, I don't want to plant the seed. If you didn't have a great experience, I want to hear about it. So, hey, how was that? And the response that I get to hear and the feedback that I get on a regular basis. And now we're marketing online. And now a lot of people are buying our technology sight unseen. And I get the text messages of people telling me about the experiences that they're having. It warms my heart. It drives me to push forward as an entrepreneur. And through all the struggles of building a business, manufacturing, distribution, logistics, all the magic that comes with running an app, creating music, all of it, it's driven by the feedback that I get from folks that fall in love with the technology. And it has this incredible impact on their life because, like me, we just don't realize how stressed and anxious we actually are or how long it's been since we actually got to relax. Like deep relaxation. Oh, that, I was just going to say, and what that does to the body to aid us in sleep, to your point of that person tracking. And I had a Whoop. I've tracked a lot of my biometrics as well. And we do see a positive impact. And we'll have data that will be peer reviewed and published in the next 12 to 24 months.
So I had interrupted you multiple times when you're telling us kind of the science or how this works. So my understanding is there's vibrations happening. There's sounds. And it's putting the body from high beta, so overwhelm, into alpha, maybe even theta and other lower
delta
brain waves. So you're going from sympathetic survival, which takes a lot of energy, to parasympathetic, which frees up the resources for healing and creativity. Do you understand or are you able to articulate how it's doing that?
Sure.
Do we know?
Absolutely. So it's a multi-tiered approach. So the first thing is it's sending that message to every muscle in the body, telling it to relax. So the body is relaxed. So then the nervous system gets relaxed. It takes about 15 minutes for the chemical cascades to be released in the body that kick the body into that parasympathetic nervous system response. So we were talking about a little bit of stress. We're actually stressing the body a little bit. And a lot of people, you might be able to corroborate this, but a lot of people get on the tech and they feel anxious in the very beginning. For most people, it's the first time every single cell in their body has been vibrated in this sequence and at this intensity. It's going to set an alarm off in your nervous system. Some it's more than others, but it's going to set an alarm off. And it takes about 15 minutes. We recommend, look, you can get a lot done in 11 minutes. You can get a lot done in 2 minutes. But the formal science and research says 20, 23 minutes is what you need for a formal session. So it takes about 15 minutes for the chemical cascades associated with calm and relax to kick in. And it does that by first taking care of the physical body, vibrating everything, and then allowing the mind to relax and the mind to drift out of beta into alpha, theta, delta, or up into gamma, get out of a beta brainwave. And then all of a sudden the body goes, okay, cool. I'm in a happy place. I don't have the stimuli around me. Whatever might be triggering that nervous system is no longer present because remember, you're enveloped in this cocoon of sound and vibration. Your thoughts are, the only instruction I give people when they're getting on the tech is to, hey, just lose yourself in the music for the next 22 minutes, 11 minutes, 33 minutes, 44 minutes, whatever it is. Just lose yourself in the music. No pressure. I tell them how long the session is going to be because I want people to know, hey, you're going to be here for 33 minutes. Just enjoy it, relax into it. That by itself is, we don't give ourselves that kind of time limitations and the freedom to be like, okay, cool. For the next 30 minutes, I'm going to be relaxing. I have a 4-pound Yorkie and a 5-year-old and an amazing wife. that needs things for me on a regular basis. Like, I don't get time to relax. There's always the honey-do list is never ending, and the list of to-dos to be a law-abiding citizen never ends. So for me, I'm already not doing enough in a day, and I'm going to take 30 minutes to relax. Here's the deal. When I'm getting on my sound lounge for 22 or 33, I did 44 minutes yesterday afternoon. I have that set time limit. Now, all of a sudden, I know this is what I'm going to be doing for the next 44 minutes. And I want to do it well and hard and efficiently. So I want to relax. And it's time for me to relax deep so that I can then power and strengthen the rest of my day. One last thing that I'll end with: your downtime is as important as your uptime, which means the better you are at resting and relaxing, the more powerful and strong you're going to be when it's go time and it's time to activate and get going. So to your point before of these different brainwave states, we've noticed on EEG that once the music starts, it takes about 60 seconds to 2 minutes to kick you down into alpha and that theta brainwave state. We've seen this very clearly in the EEG data. We can hold you there for the entire session. So a 22-minute session, you're getting about 20 minutes in a theta brainwave state. That's equivalent to about 4 hours of sleep from brainwave activity and efficiency as to what the brain is doing while it's in that theta brainwave state. So as you're sleeping, you're moving in and out of these different brainwave states from beta down to alpha, theta, delta, up into, right? And then back up into beta. Every 90 minutes or so, you're coming back into that beta brainwave. And then you're drifting back into another sequence. And we try and put as many of those sequences together. We typically sleep an hour and a half increments. It's very, very powerful and efficient in hacking your body into doing the things it needs to do to rest and relax. You're literally training the brain to move out of beta into alpha, alpha into theta into delta into theta into alpha into beta. You're training the brain to do that like a muscle, like you would at the gym when you're working out. So it becomes much more efficient and easy for you to fall asleep when it's time to fall asleep at night, for you to take a nap when it's time to take a power nap. And you're literally training your body on how to relax. And by the way, you don't develop a crutch. So what we're doing is actually teaching the body to relax, and you can go there whenever you need to go there. You don't need the technology to do it, although you do have our app in your pocket and you can listen to the music meditations that you've been trained your brain to at the same time. I know I touched on a lot, but.
And the apps and the meditations you made, hats off to you guys. I mean, I've been playing with all of them. Like, I go in and I just test them out. You have some where they're guided with breath work. Incredible. Interesting, you talked about the 20 minutes or 20 to 22 minutes to really have that full effect. In acupuncture, it's a similar idea. You kind of want the needles in general to stay in about 20 minutes for that effect. After that, you could take them out. Like, it's a little extra, but you kind of want that 15 to 20 minutes. So we've grouped a lot of your meditations in the playlist to 22 minutes. So we make sure that when the 22 minutes are done, they know they've had enough time with the needles and they've had the table. And we have it set up that you can either add it on to acupuncture or you can just use the table by itself. And we have it as 22 minute sessions, 33 minutes or beyond. My experience is I set it up for a 33 minute session for myself for a 22 minute. And then when it turns off, I go even deeper for 5 minutes. Like, my body's vibrating. I'm loving it. Like, it feels good. Kind of like, you know, when you get a massage, I don't want it to end. It feels good. Right. Okay. So that's what's happening during the sound lounge experience. And then when it turns off, I just sit there and then I go on to another level of relaxation. It's incredible.
Yes. So let's talk about acupuncture and the power of sound and vibration, because my father's been having some back issues. He's out in New York, and they were asking me about, you know, what do you think about acupuncture? And I think acupuncture is one of the most powerful modalities, right up there with chiropractic. I think these are two modalities that everybody needs to have access to and utilize on a regular basis. Sound and vibration complements this. But those needles, you're sticking a needle into the muscle, and you could certainly speak to this better than I can. I'm not a trained acupuncturist, although I do like receiving. It's sending a signal into that muscle. That needle is telling that muscle to relax. It's stimulating that muscle, but then it's allowing that muscle to then relax. And obviously, everything I've just shared about vibroacoustic therapy, it's doing a very similar thing. It's telling that muscle to relax and calm so that it can reset itself. And then decide how it's going to react to a stimuli or how to protect the body. Really powerful modality, and they complement each other so well.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I've heard it before that the future of medicine is vibrational medicine. I think it was Tesla. He talked about energy, frequency, and vibration. And so this is what you're doing. You're using vibration through sound and vibration to support the body's innate healing mechanism.
Absolutely. So it's interesting. You've said it a few times, you know, to open up the door for healing. The reality for me and my perspective with this technology is a body that is calm and relaxed is a body that will perform the way it was so brilliantly designed to perform. A body that's stressed and anxious to the point where kind of I open this whole thing has a different set of priorities and is in fight or flight mode. And if you're in fight or flight or survival mode, you're going to be focused on different things to survive versus maintenance mode. It's like if you've ever been down on your luck and you're struggling to make rent, you know, and you're struggling to find ways to work and to make ends meet, you're not thinking about going to the gym. It's an important thing to do. And I would hope that you would find time to work out and get to the gym. But I was working in New York City. I was working three jobs. I was doing mortgages during the day, and then I was captaining at a restaurant for dinner. And then I was emceeing parties late at night. There's very few time in the day for me to take care of myself because I was just struggling to make rent and to make things work. It's the same when we're stressed and anxious. We have to find time to relax so that we can think clearer, be more focused, have an active and fully functioning brain, have an immune system, digestion. You think about it. If you're in that state of fight or flight and your digestion is turned off, even let's say 50% of its capacity, it doesn't matter how green, how organic, how grass-fed or pasture-raised, how great the supplements are that you're taking and how high quality they are. If your digestion is only working at 50% of its capacity, you're only digesting 50% of the nutrients you need to perform the way you need to perform. Removing that stress and anxiety and bringing you into a state of calm and relaxed is going to give you that functionality back. And your body is going to perform the way it was so brilliantly designed to perform. So for me, stress and anxiety and managing stress and anxiety is at the root cause of everything. And really something that I think everybody needs to experience. The last thing I'll close with this, it feels amazing.
Yeah,
like,
feels good. Yeah.
Like this isn't like a cold plunge or look, I don't even think needles hurt in acupuncture. I really don't. They don't bother me. I've had needles in my nose, my face, my cheeks. I'm watching the needles go in. I'm watching them just sit here and dangle. It doesn't bother me at all. But I could see how that could be challenging for some people. Cold plunging doesn't sound fun. It doesn't feel good. I do it. Mm-hmm. My wife is like, you do it. I told my wife she needs to do it. She's like, oh no, I can never do that. I'm like, well, I do it. She's like, yeah, but you like the cold. And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, she's like, but you ski and snowboard and you're always going up to the mountain. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm wearing clothes. Like I have heated socks and a heated vest for God's sake. Like, I like going to the cold, but I also like being dressed for it. Nobody likes getting in a 45 degree water or 35 degree water. I promise you that. Yeah. They might look forward to the outcome, but they're definitely not enjoying the experience. So,
and your table feels good. So you're getting the benefit without having to suffer. And I agree with that. I want to let our listeners know a few things. One is we have a few blog posts about Craig Sound technology. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, the time of this recording is our 25th anniversary. And so we're inviting nurses and health professionals and anybody come in. And we have two devices we're using, the Neurovisor and the Sound Table, and they can do them back to back or at different times just to have that experience. So contact us at AccuBalance for that. And Craig, being on the podcast, often when somebody has a product or service, they give me a coupon code. And so you can save a couple $100 on one of these devices using the coupon healthy5 will save you 5% off of one of these devices. And he's got multiple. There's a little cushion you can sit on. There's tables, there's loungers. So check out his website. And you got lots of information and other podcasts and videos on there. So lots of really good information for people to check out. And I appreciate you having this passion and creating some really cool tech. You heard me say earlier, I like tech that it's not that I like a quick fix. I want a quick fix. Most quick fixes don't work, but I do like things that can accelerate and make it easy. I'm not the type that's going to sit for an hour normally and do a meditation like on a mat, but I'll sit on your table for an hour and do a meditation. And then I go into a meditative state.
So to your point, this is why we created music meditations and not frequency therapy. One frequency by itself, 40 Hertz, really powerful. But if I just played 40 Hertz, like I'm not going to lay down and listen to that for 22 minutes, even though I know the value and the benefit of it. That's why I love that these frequencies and these music meditations are adaptogenic, meaning you're pulling the frequencies to the particular muscle and part of your body that you need it. Music meditations are just that. They're music. They're enjoyable. They captivate your mind. You can lose yourself in them for really an unprecedented amount of time. I mean, I've spent hours on my bed. You can create playlists, you can put back to back music meditations, and I mean, really, you can really enjoy yourself, and it's a very pleasurable experience. I am so grateful for being here. Thank you so much for having me, Lauren.
Hey, thanks, Craig. Check out the show notes to link to Craig's place so you can find out all about his tables. Coupon code's healthy5. If you're in the Vancouver area, come lie on the table, experience it for yourself. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
If you're looking for support to grow your family, contact AccuBalance Wellness Center. At AccuBalance, they help you reach your peak fertility potential through their integrative approach, using low-level laser therapy, fertility acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine. Download the AccuBalance Fertility Diet and Dr. Brown's video for mastering manifestation and clearing subconscious blocks. Go to AccuBalance.ca, that's ACUBalance.ca.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Conscious Fertility, the show that helps you receive life on purpose. Please take a moment to subscribe to the show and join the community of women and men on their path to peak fertility and choosing to live consciously on purpose. I would love to continue this conversation with you, so please direct message me on Instagram at Lauren Brown Official. That's Instagram, Lauren Brown Official. Or you can visit my websites, laurenbrown.com and accubalance.ca. Until the next episode, stay curious, and for a few moments, bring your awareness to your heart center and breathe.